Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it's Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. And actually, I say that, but we really don't. We have Dynamite from last night, which I thought was a good show, good build towards the Grand Slam Australia show. But really, other than that, not a lot. We got some lineups we can talk about. We've got the cancellation of John Cena's Wipeout. We got notes from the NXT show on Tuesday night. And then just a lot to talk about with Dynamite. So you know what? Today is a great day to let me know what is on your mind. How do you do that? Funny you should ask. I'm going to give you the phone number. 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. You can email me at fwonline@gmail.com. I'm also at fwonline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Who knows? Maybe we'll even open up the phone lines. Well, normally we do that on Fun Friday, but I'm hoping that I'll be around for Fun Friday because this snow, dude. If it's a snow day and the kids don't go to school tomorrow, it's going to be a rough one again. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, we had a lot to get into today. Also, if you were watching yesterday's show and you tuned into the beginning and then you spent all day asking me on Twitter why there was no show yesterday, there actually was. We missed the first segment due to technical difficulties. But if you are a subscriber, you can go to any of the normal paths, f4wonline.com, video.f4wonline.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Yesterday's show is up there. So you can check that out. And also later on today, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, 4 subscribers. Well, Lance Storm is going to be joining us. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, the Lance Storm Show, Figure 4 Daily. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
The show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. I do laugh that after all these years done, Dom still tells me when my mic is hot.
Sometimes you need to know. He's a
I got it, brother. I'm a pro. Yes.
Oh, what are you?
Actually, yesterday I wasn't a pro, but I'm a pro today. So
I was gonna say you got.
Actually, I was a pro yesterday. I barreled on through. Thank you.
Oh, big
I didn't
deal.
Quit. Don't even get me started. Now, yeah. Mania
Professional
week,
Brian Alvarez.
Mania weekend, we got a lot of stuff going on. Starting
yeah,
April 18th.
Is that
going
to go well?
Starting April 18th at noon. Wow. We have a Q&A and a meet and greet with Dave and I at the Palms Resort Casino. That's noon on Friday of WrestleMania weekend. Saturday at noon, we got a Texas de Brazil lunch. This is during the NXT show. But, I mean, who's going to NXT and WrestleMania on the same day? I mean, come on. Go to the Texas de Brazil lunch. You need to fill up.
WWE psychos.
You got to fill up before WrestleMania anyway. Saturday, we got a watch party starting at 4 p.m., after party afterwards. Sunday, we got a watch party at 4 and an after party afterwards. And then Sunday, also at 10 a.m., the Wicked Spoon brunch. You guys like to eat all you can? Have I got a weekend for you? Have I got a weekend for you? It's Saturday and Sunday. I mean, you'll be full. And then it's Vegas, so you can figure things out on Friday. I'm actually flying in Wednesday this year. Lots going on. So anyway, that's Mania Weekend, and tickets are available. You can go to my Twitter, my X, at Brian Alvarez. And you can also just go to f4wonline.com/Vegas. So who in the chat, who's going to Vegas to hang out with us? Anybody? Yeah, Wicked Spoon was awesome last year. That you know, as far as like buffets go, not bad at all.
Now, after the party,
Matt England is going.
There's an after party.
Brian Rose?
After the after party, do you go to the hotel lobby?
Dude, I ain't going to be there. I'm gonna hang out for a little while at the after party and then go home. I have to work all weekend. I think I'm going to be partying till 3 a.m.? No. But I will make an appearance on both nights. So grab your tickets now, f4wonline.com/Vegas.
I caught a glimpse of Brian. Where is he? He's
You'll
out of here.
Get more than a glimpse if you go to that party. Let me tell you.
Wait, whoa. What are you saying there,
yep,
sir?
Yep.
More than a glance at Brian Alvarez.
All right. So now, John Cena's non-wrestling projects coming to an end.
You can't see that.
Wipeout on TBS has been canceled. A few more episodes will still air, said TNT and TBS president Jason Sarlanis. For those of you wondering who the president of TNT and TBS is, he said costs for shows like Wipeout and The Cube, also canceled, are expensive, and that they are focusing on doing more sports-adjacent programming and potential spin-offs of Impractical Jokers.
Oh, my God. Do you want, like, that doublespeak eliminated? They're sinking their money into live sports because that's what gets ratings, and then they're just going to replay Impractical Jokers and remix the shows they already have. That's all that means.
Well, I want to make it clear I don't expect to see Collision canceled anytime soon, but the ratings for Wipeout are what Collision is doing, at least this past weekend.
That's also, again, this is where Collision's lucky. If there were people that were pushing dramas on that channel, they'd be waiting to kick Collision off the air to show a movie in its time slot that they already own the rights of. But they're not, and they have a sports direction, and in that way, that's what helps Collision. If Collision only gets 175,000 people until they find an event to replace it, that's what's going to be fine with them because it fits into what they want to do with TNT Sports on True TV and the rest of their programming. They're not going to be happy about it with those numbers, but they'll tolerate it for sure.
You know, I don't like engaging too much on X, but sometimes I have a fun day. And yesterday was definitely one of them.
Oh, no.
So NXT on Tuesday did a good number, 766,000 viewers and a 0.20, which is the best 18 to 49 that the show has done since the beginning of October. So good number. It was going up against the Celtics versus Cavaliers, 1.3 million and a 0.42. And it's 18 to 49. You know, we've talked about this before. And viewership, actually. Viewership is up 18% year over year. 18 to 49 is up 5% year over year. So they're doing better this year than last year, which you can't say for many shows. And so I went to put these on Twitter. And I was about to type NXT. 766,000 and 0.20. But I thought, nah, you know what? I'm gonna put over that double ouch that Tatum Paxley did. So I posted double ouch. 766,000 and a 0.20. Now.
Oh. Wait, in the same tweet you put that together?
That's the whole tweet.
Oh, no.
Now I will say in that tweet, I did not explain the reference, okay?
No kidding.
In that tweet. However, I don't tweet that much, guys.
If you scroll
down for 3 seconds at most, you'd have seen. And the funny thing is, you know what's funny about it is I need to go up and actually find.
What's funny about it is you got cooked because it was.
I didn't get cooked.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. No. Now,
you mistweeted.
Can I continue and then you can. So the tweet that I made originally about Tatum Paxley, I mean, let's not pretend that nobody saw that tweet. I mean, that tweet got so much engagement, like a completely ridiculous amount. Let's see if I can find it. Yes, 73,000 impressions for that tweet, 428 likes, 83 retweets, okay? It's not like nobody saw it, okay? A lot of people saw it. A lot of people saw me explaining the double ouch, okay? So, you know, it's probably, let me see here, about 5, 6, 7 or 8 tweets later. And by the way, before I even tweeted about the double ouch, all day I had been responding to people who were angry about the double ouch tweet.
Angry?
What do you mean, Tatum Paxley of all people? I explained this yesterday. Yeah, of all people, I wasn't expecting a judo Jean LaBelle hold from the 60s to be used by Tatum Paxley. I thought a dozen other people. But anyway, so I was responding to that all day. And so finally, I make the double ouch tweet. And sure enough, out of the woodwork they come. Now, I didn't deal with any of this because there are enough intelligent people that were pointing out to the stupid people the reference that that I just kind of stood back. But my God, some of the responses to this double ouch tweet, and then, you know, people demanding I explain it. Excuse me, you're demanding I explain it? Scroll down, brother. Like, it's not hard. And then, like, other people explain it to him, you know. But no, this such outrage for this. Well, you know, collision. I'm like, oh my God, do we have nothing better to do with our lives than go absolutely nuts about an inside? It's not even an inside joke. There's an outside joke that had been talked about for a full day on my timeline. So anyway, I hope you guys had fun yesterday being outraged and being completely normal is how I phrased it. Completely normal.
I got to be honest, I'm amused at this whole thing because I had nothing to do with any of it. So
I had a.
Oh yeah, I can tell your amusement factor was on 11.
It actually was on 11 yesterday. Sometimes I'm irritated, but yesterday it was like I tweeted one laughter emoji after another, and it was not like, you know, I was the only one laughing. There were plenty of people pointing out, "Hey, dummy, it's a reference to a hold." That's been talked about on the guy's timeline for 24 hours now. Where have you been, brother? Just getting mad. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we got nothing else to talk about except Dynamite, so we're going to do that.
All right.
And then you can send your feedback in, and we can do some of that when we come back from the break. Maybe even open up the phones if I got them. 425-780-7566, text message line. That is 425-780-7566, or email me, fwonline@gmail.com, and we'll talk about this show here. Open up with the big wild brawl with Jay White, Copeland, FTR, Death Riders, and the kidnapping of Renee Paquette, who just returned later. Somebody explained that she was taken to safety by Maria because she is, in fact, the wife of John Moxley. Hey, works for me, I guess. So they brawl all over the place, and once again, we had Copeland challenge Moxley for the title. Moxley said, "You don't deserve it." The answer is no. And then Jay White issued the challenge for himself and Cope versus Mox and Claudio at Grand Slam. So this was a good show in terms of building up Grand Slam. Better late than never. The show's about 8 days away. And now we've got a bunch of matches. They had Okada challenging Buddy to a match at Grand Slam after Buddy had called him a naughty name on Collision. It's for the Continental title. Then we had the mystery opponent for Will Ospreay. It was Mark Davis. The story is that when Mark Davis was in the hospital, think about this, by the way, he gave power of attorney to Kyle Fletcher. Was he on his deathbed? But anyway,
it's a badly broken ankle.
He is now trapped in the Don Callis family, apparently against his will. And he fought Will Ospreay. It was an excellent match. Best Mark Davis match since he was injured by far. And he was hit with a hidden blade and pinned. Don was furious. And then Will cut a promo, called out Kenny Omega. And they built up the big match for Australia. Although there was one funny moment where Kenny Omega has completely forgotten his match with Brian Cage from a little less than a month ago. He said that Brisbane would be his in-ring return to AEW. So poor Brian Cage. Well, by the way, signed with AEW 5 years ago for that match, and 3 weeks later, Kenny Omega forgot it happened. But anyway, they'll be having their match at Grand Slam. Things happen, you know. A lot happens in wrestling. Hurt Syndicate promo. We got full on Tony Storm here. So they're supposed to be heels, but everybody loves them, and so they cheer them coming out. They chant their name. They chant "We Hurt People." They chant MVP. They're going nuts for them. They issue an open challenge, and the Guns return. Okay, now the Guns do get cheered because their babyface is coming back, and so they issue a challenge. At which point, MVP says, "You know what? Next week, it's on. Hurt Business versus a couple of ass boys." He says this, and the fans start chanting "ass boys" at the baby faces. Like, well, here we go.
Well, to be fair,
they're going to be booed next week against the Hurt Business.
Well,
and it's going to be one baby face team after another getting booed against the heel team that nobody wants to boo. You can shake your head, but I saw the same thing every week with Tony Storm for months. It's going to happen here again.
I'm not saying that the Hurt Business isn't going to be cheered. I'm saying they need to be portrayed in the exact way that they are now. They're not baby faces. They're not heels. We're here to kick anybody's
How are they not
tails.
Baby faces?
I understand that. It's like Samoa Joe and Swerve Strickland, okay? People made them baby faces. They turned around and made Hangman Adam Page into a baby face again because they're cheering him again. Look, at the end of the day, as long as the guns look good next week, that's all you can do. MVP had to get a shot out there. If he didn't, he wouldn't be MVP. So him saying the Ass Boys, it's not like they turned on him completely and people were laughing at them as they went to the back. They still said guns up and all that stuff. So I don't know what you want me to say. As you like to say, it's Tony's company, okay?
It is. And you know what the problem is?
It's not anybody's fault that the Hurt Business is getting cheered.
It's nobody's fault they're getting cheered, but it's their fault that he's still pushing them as heels. Because you know what? Here's the problem.
It's his fault he doesn't have a tag team division where you couldn't have built up the Gates of Agony to be the first guys.
If you had a promotion that was very heavy on the babyface side, and so you needed more heels, and so even if people were getting cheered, you kept, that'd be one thing. Bro, this company needs babyfaces.
They're
very, very weak on baby faces. And every time they have people that are cheered, they continue to push them as heels.
You're exactly right.
Just let them turn.
Look, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. I like the idea of the Hurt Business beating up everybody. But guess what? It's been 5 years now. There is no hope in that company. Everything is a dark cloud. Everything is heavy heat. Everything is so over the top. And what you like to say is, well, there's a crazy man running it. Why don't they make that character come to life on TV just once? So then that explains why so much stupid stuff happens on this show that never gets explained away. It just disappears. And why all this random nonsense even happens in the first place.
We had Harley and her doll doing a promo. She wants a title shot. Mercedes said, nope, not happening. Here's another one. Renee interviews the Hangman. Everyone's cheering the Hangman, but he's a heel. He went after Swerve last week. He doesn't regret ending the career of Chris Daniels, he says. Then he is approached by Max Caster, who is a heel. And Max Caster says, hey, how about you put Bones or Billy Gunn in the hospital? Hangman then says, I want to put someone in the hospital. I don't see them around. I do see you. Max says, you know, I got to go. I'm heading to my car. Hangman goes, don't worry. I'll follow you. Everybody cheers. Everybody cheers. Hangman still being pushed as a heel.
Yeah,
even though he is loved by everybody.
He has also run into MJF the last three times. They've had an interaction and blown MJF off. So at least...
I'm sure he is turning soon.
So at least they're going in a direction that way with him. At least there's that.
Then we had Takeshi and Fletcher versus the Hounds of Hell.
Why are they losing?
Why
is this match even happening?
Well, I asked that question last night. So the match itself, like if you're a fan of bangers and great matches, like this was a banger and a great match. And I'm going to just say it right now. This is what you're going to get. So like I didn't like the way they did it, but it's going to be like this forever because this is how Tony books. You took two teams, neither of which should be doing a job right now. One of the teams, however, is in a real big match coming up at Grand Slam. So they are the priority team. And the match should be booked so they come across as the priority team, the bigger stars and the winners. And they did their usual back and forth, 50-50, kick out, kick out, kick out, kick out. Then they do the big spot at the end, which is the finish, but the Hounds of Hell kick out of that. And then finally they hit the brainbuster on Brody and they beat him. And it was the classic example of, we have 225 people on the roster, however many. There are other teams that Takeshi and Fletcher could have beaten. There are other teams Hounds of Hell could have beaten. They did not need to face each other and go 50-50 and beat one of the teams. Because I'm supposed to get really excited for Takeshi and Fletcher against the two biggest stars in AEW. On the babyface side, Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega. And when the match was over, it was like, they barely got past these guys. They barely got past them. So if you think that increased my interest in that match in Australia, it did not.
Nope.
It did not. And that's the role of a match like this. And it failed in that role. But was it good? Were the fans into the match? Was it exciting action? Yes. So that's what you get. Yeah.
Hey, well, Aminata, we'll talk about that one later. Why did she have to be in that match? Why did it have to go as long as it did?
Joe and Hook had a meeting, and then they show up in Christian's locker room. They beat up Nick and Kip. Christian sees it but flees like a coward. And then when the heels leave, or the baby faces leave, he comes back in and he points, ah, what happened? I did like this segment. We had the MJF promo. He's interrupted by this Max Caster, whatever they're doing with Max Caster. Like, I don't know, man. That's a whole rant for another day. So he gets chased off by Hangman, who has a brief stare down with MJF. Max is then interrupted by Dustin Rhodes, who cuts the promo of the show. And they're going to have a match next week. They had a big brawl afterwards. MJF low-blowed him. I do think it's possible that Jeff Jarrett costs MJF this match against Dustin. It is in Texas. Dustin did get laid out here. The MJF-Jeff Jarrett feud is not over. So we'll see what happens.
And if MJF's doing a job for somebody, it will be to Dustin Rhodes. If it's not going to be, you know, when somebody you would expect, who would he do a job to? It makes sense he would do it to Dustin for the entire story he laid out yesterday.
Then we had Queen Aminata versus Toni Storm, who cosplayed Mariah May. I had no problem with any of this. I thought that Toni was fantastic playing Mariah. I was surprised how behind Queen Aminata the crowd got, to the point where I thought, are some of these people unaware that that's not Mariah May in the ring? And honestly, like, when they, if you didn't see the beginning of this match and you just turned on the show, you would have thought that it was Mariah May in the ring. Like, Toni did that good a job. And she got the win. And then that sets up Australia. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-941-0025.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, we had a comment here in the chat.
Yeah.
So this fella here says, Max's gimmick is definitely runs his mouth too much, pays the consequences. Well, yes, that's absolutely what the gimmick is. But here's my point. That is a prelim geek gimmick, okay? That's The Miz, all right? Do you guys remember the Acclaimed like 2 years ago? That freaking act was so hot. They were so over. When they were the Acclaimed, and Max is out there doing his raps every week, and Billy Gunn's out there, they were so hot. And now, Max is The Miz. Like, what's the idea here? Is that the idea? Like, we're going to take a hot act and make everybody geeks? Like, but that can't be hot. The idea.
But the thing is, they haven't been hot in so long, Brian, and they ran out of
Well, yeah, because they took
ideas.
The titles off them practically immediately.
And they obviously didn't want to be partners anymore. So now you got to try to cut something for yourself. At least he's trying, no pun intended, at least he's trying to do something. And is it geeky and all that stuff? Yes. At least is he trying to establish himself somewhere? Yes. Whereas Anthony Bowens, I mean, I worry more about Bowens as babyface Bowens, even with Billy Gunn with him in his future, than I do about Max Caster. Is it great for now? No. Is it a step to build on? You would hope. Yes. Yes, you do. We'll see. But, you know, at least he's got something going on here. At least if he's getting his tail kicked all the time, he's on TV, he can get promo time, he can still be there, and fans can rally around him. The fans haven't cared about that group for so long. It doesn't matter anyway. They're not hot. They weren't hot.
Jericho did a live New York Minute. He's offered $200,000 if the Bad Apple can take out Bandido. Hobbs then returns, attacks Bill. We have a giant brawl all over. They murdered security guys. A lot of meat chants. And then cameraman took a bump and they were separated. This feud must continue.
Dustin Rhodes there, when they were rolling him out after the deal with MJF, they were chanting for Teriyaki. Apparently was one of the extras. I heard that Teriyaki chant.
And then the main event was Swerve and Ricochet, which was a good match with an odd finish. So, first off, they did a powerbomb on the edge of the barricade. Oh, my God. Holy smokes.
Would you take that?
Are you kidding me? Then Swerve hits the Swerve stomp, but a Ricochet kicks out of that. He gets a couple of other spots. He goes for the stomp again. And the finish is Ricochet sees him coming, and he puts his hands up to block. But in doing so, he low blows Swerve, okay? Now, everybody, including Ricochet, played it up like this was an accidental low blow. Like, Ricochet's like, what? His ball? I did that? And then he hits the spear gun and he pinned him. And it was just weird because, like, it was supposed to be a heel finish to, like, protect Swerve. But the way they worked it, it wasn't a heel finish at all. Swerve just, like, jumped into his legs or his arms and then hurt his ding-dong and got pinned. So, I mean, if you want to protect Swerve, like, that's fine, but there's way better ways to do it than this finish here. Ref didn't care. He was right there. He didn't see it as anything bad. So it was kind of a weird finish. And then Ricochet stole Nana's jacket afterwards and walked off. So this feud must continue. And I had some criticisms up and down the show, as you can see, but overall, I thought it was a good show because we had some good wrestling. Like, shows are rarely perfect, but there's a big show in Australia coming. I thought they did a good job building up the matches for that show. I thought they did a good job recapping the things that were important from prior shows, and overall, just a much better contained package than I've seen sometimes. So I liked it.
Got to give it up for the fans, too. I mean, that's the one thing that show had
great
last
building.
Night. great building and great fans that were there, and they wanted to be a part of the show. I mean, it's what makes WWE shows. It's what makes what makes any show, wrestling show, is the fans, if they're there, to really be into it. And that Mark Davis thing, he could have come out in some other places, and it could have fallen dead flat, like, who is this guy? Oh, yeah, Mark Davis, and just been silent, and they weren't. And that was actually great energy that they brought to that show because, again, that crowd wanted to be there. It wasn't just like they were sitting on their hands all night.
So this fella here that was talking about Max's role says, prelim heels are something AW could use to build up baby faces, like, for example, in their tag division. Well, they have hundreds of those. I mean, do you watch Collision? Here's the issue. I mean, there's a lot of issues.
Can I just say this before you get into it and I'll shut up? The issue is the hierarchy. They don't have a hierarchy, and they don't have enough names plugged into that mix moving up and down. I complain about it all the time, but if you had that, things like this would be a lot simpler when you split up a team and you send them into singles. Go ahead.
Okay. The issue is that for a long time, we had a deal with WWE, which sucked, where they had the whole wins and losses don't matter. Which was actually funny because they said that, but if you watch the main event scene, wins and losses definitely mattered. But they would tell people that, okay? So then we got AEW coming along, and we got no goofy finishes, and they opened up with those rankings, remember the rankings, because the idea was wins and losses do matter here, okay? But it's about, and this is exactly what Dave and I were arguing about last night. I didn't like the booking of the Hounds of Hell versus Takeshita and Fletcher. And the point he kept making was, but they won. But they won. But they won. And it's like, yes, they did win, okay? But you know what? Yes, wins and losses matter. But as we have learned over the last 5 years, it is more important than just who wins. It's how they win. It's who they win over, okay? I watch Collision. You see this way more often on Collision than anything else. It's like, okay, we're going to have a big star. Actually, a great example is the Ricochet and Swerve feud, okay? They built up the Ricochet-Swerve feud in this match they had on Wednesday by giving them both a win over A.R. Fox, okay? And the idea was we have a good match back and forth, and then they win, okay? Look, I like A.R. Fox. What does it mean to beat him? Nothing. Because as we've talked about, A.R. Fox has never won a single solitary one-on-one match on any AEW television show. Never, not once. So, okay, they won, but who do they win over? And I see this all the time. It's like, okay, well, you know, Harley Cameron, you know, they want her to have a match against Mercedes. So they finally gave her one win on Collision, okay? And it wasn't like it was over a nobody, but it's like, you know, it was just, it meant nothing. That win, it was against somebody who's never pushed. It's like, you got to beat people, and you got to beat meaningful people, and you have to beat them in a meaningful way. Otherwise, it's just marking up, oh, here's everyone's win-loss record. We're going to recite everyone's win-loss record. But nobody's actually getting over with these wins. Nobody's actually being elevated with these wins. That's the issue. So, yeah.
We're both Max saying Caster. The same things.
Max both Caster.
I'm still stuck on this. Well, look, again, if they had the hierarchy where, okay, Max Caster did split off and now he's over here working with this person. Okay, it's everything. It's what you said. It's what I had said. Now we're just going to beat the dead horse over it. But it's something that has been going on now for 5 years. People are like, you know, the tag team division meant something. You have tag teams galore. That's what got me about the Hounds of Hell wrestling the Gates of Agony. Okay, you never use the Gates of Agony. They're big, intimidating guys. You give them a promo on one collision. The next week, they're in there with Buddy and Brody in their first tag team match. Why did you do that? Why not have one of those teams beat up the premier athletes, the other team beats up another team, and it's just, you go from there, and you start establishing these things so they matter. You know, Okada, they really haven't done a great job explaining that, even though they did a little bit. Okada was the one that first went up to Buddy on a collision and interrupted his interview in the exact same way Buddy did. It's like they're making it like, well, Buddy's challenging Okada. Okada, for no reason whatsoever, started heckling Buddy. You remember that? Nobody would because they didn't see that collision. So it's like, again, there are a lot of issues that they have. That is what makes it really frustrating, is they have a lot of talented people and they have talent galore, and you see it every week on TV and you see it in these matches and you see glimpses of what could be and has not been yet for, again, now going on 6 years.
Oh my God, we've got it again here. Is there a chance the early Max numbers have actually not been great? The comparison to Saturday's main event is a bad one, since there have been years of conditioning by WWE that you were watching. Okay, listen, guys. First off, Max has talked about they haven't given the exact numbers, but they have stated it is one of the top sports properties on Max. Like, people are watching on Max. I'm sorry. It's okay. It's okay. Like, everybody, it's all right.
Like, I don't, like, if you want to really get into, you're getting into something that's not wrestling. If you want to start debating, well, they only have the NBA or this or that, like, okay, fine. We know people watch on streaming. Okay, now, if the numbers come from Netflix or Max, do I believe them? Not really. But here's the thing, just like ratings before it, it doesn't matter for your everyday view. Like, unless you're doing research, why any of this matters, I have no idea. And I was hoping it would go away.
Nope.
Some with this Netflix stuff. No, because, again, we have to report on Netflix issued this about hours, so now we have to talk about it. Why? Why do we have to talk about the show doing 6.6 million hours of viewing per three people in the house in New Guinea, Papua New Guinea,
well,
because they get to see it on Netflix now?
We don't. We mentioned 3 million people watched it worldwide. I have never gone into how many people watched it in New Guinea. I don't know. But what I do know is that both shows have got a nice audience via streaming, in addition to... Now, do I think the Collision did 1 million viewers against the Royal Rumble? Nope, I don't. But I think you might be able to add a good 30% to whatever that bad number was.
You know who's got some nice viewing and some nice viewers? We do on this show.
For the most part. This person here. One thing I noticed on both shows, the shows AEW has cooled off, is T-shirts. 2019 to 2021 saw a ton of AEW Bullet Club shirts in WWE crowds. Today, the only AEW shirts I see on those shows are Punk AEW t-shirts. Now I watch AEW, I see many WWE shirts in the AEW crowd, when they were very scattered in AEW's early years. Just a random observation.
Wouldn't they be New Japan shirts for the Bullet Club?
Well, yeah.
Super Kick Party shirts. There, look, there were a lot more, yes. They were selling merch like crazy, but when you cool off like you do, you're going to lose some of that. And... Again, there were big fans that tuned in and bought the merch and had the flags that realized I didn't want a no WWE. I just wanted Vince out of there. I didn't want the alternative. And that's one of the issues, too.
This person goes, I've worn a Punk AEW shirt to a WWE event. Man, oh man. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Rebellious.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Couple of notes here. First off, this guy says he needs an After Dark radio shirt. Well, F4WOnline.com/shirts. I wore it yesterday on both shows. It's a great shirt. F4WOnline.com/shirts. You can buy your After Dark radio shirt. Dom, have you got yours on the way yet?
Do not yet. I'll get on it.
All right. Thank you. I won't even ask Mike. And then this person here notes, Harley. So they're trying to build up Harley to get a championship match at the Australia show, most likely. But she's never won a match ever on television.
But she can ventriloquist.
And so finally, they give her a win on Collision. Okay? So now, you know, she has gotten a win or whatever. Well, the win was over Taya via roll-up, okay? So what that basically means is Harley got a win, but they didn't even establish what her finish is. So it's hard to do near falls when we don't even know what her finish is. What is Harley Cameron's finish? Does anyone know?
Brian?
What is it?
Maybe a DDT.
You don't know? Okay.
But here's the thing. If they have had her, like, winning matches sometimes by accident, like they could, two partners could knock heads together and she could have hit her finish on someone and gotten a roll up the next week, and like they could have given her like 8 wins over people like the Layla Grays.
Well, of course they could have.
The world.
They could have, but that's beside the point.
I know.
What is her finish? She appears. I don't know. Who knows?
The Wrath.
That's what the suggestion is. Is it called the Wrath? What is the Wrath?
The Wrath of Harley.
All right. Well, that better be established here pretty quick. Anyway, we're out of time. 2 o'clock, 5 Eastern with Lance. Check it out, everybody. It'll be on YouTube streaming live and up for subscribers afterwards. Thank you, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Maybe it'll be the double ouch. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.